bit of apology, I suppose you'd say. So is it reasonable to blame the EA, the Environment Agency, for problems now being suffered? Or is that simply an unhelpful response, politicising an issue that should be beyond party policy? Lord Smith, chairman of the Environment Agency, joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Did you watch the Andrew Marr show yesterday?
I didn't, but I have read the transcript and I've heard what Mr. Pickles had to say. And I have to say I've kept my counsel up to now about issues like government funding and government rules about what the Environment Agency can spend and what it can't spend. When I hear someone criticising the expertise and the professionalism of my staff in the Environment Agency, who know more about flood risk management, 100 times more about flood risk management than any politician ever does, I'm afraid not going to sit idly by. The Environment Agency is bound by the rules that are laid down by government. So when someone says that they followed the advice of the Environment Agency, what they were actually doing was following the Treasury rules, which are laid down that say how much we can spend and how much we can't spend on any individual flood defence scheme.
Can you explain those Treasury rules? Because you say in The Guardian today you did put $400,000 on the table to help with dredging in Somerset, the maximum amount the Treasury rules allowed us to do. So what is the rule that says you couldn't have said, look, we need to do more there, we want to spend more there?
It's a cost-benefit rule that we have to abide by with any flood defence scheme that we do, whether we're building millions of pounds worth of flood defences around a city or whether we're looking at the dredging of a river. And it has to come to at least £8 of benefit to every £1 of cost. And on the basis of that calculation, it's determined what we can contribute to any particular flood scheme. Now, in Somerset, the maximum that we were allowed under those rules to do was £400,000. We put that money on the table 12 months ago. We said, yes, because of the local concern about the lack of dredging and the impact of the floods back in 2012, we said, yes, we will put the maximum we can do on the table. Here it is. And now we need other people to come to the table as well. That didn't happen. We weren't able to start the full dredging that would have been able to start if that extra money had come into play. What the situation, of course, now has completely changed, because not only has the government come up with some extra money for Somerset, but they've also said the Treasury rules won't apply for the Somerset levels.
Right. Can I just ask, I don't know if you've spoken to Owen Paterson. He's obviously, he had a detached retina, has been in hospital. But is he supporting you? We understand that he was against Pickles and was defending you. Is that your understanding?
I have indeed spoken with Owen Paterson by text, and because, of course, he's still recovering from his operation. He has been hugely supportive throughout of the Environment Agency, its staff and its work, and I very much appreciate that, and I've passed that message on to our staff.
Right.
We have enormously dedicated, professional, hard-working staff who've been out night and day. They still are.
I understand
With the Thames rising at the moment, we've got our staff working their hearts out to do what we can to cope.
Sorry to cut in, but I listened to Eric Pickles and took that as an incitement to resign on your part. He said he wouldn't wear a Save Chris Smith T-shirt in the event that you went.
Well, I have absolutely no intention of resigning, and I've had messages from our staff all around the country saying, please don't. Thank you for supporting us. We are going to carry on doing our very level best to cope with the absolutely extreme weather that we've been having. And this is the wettest winter on record that we've ever had. And that's the reason that places are being flooded. We need to try and help the people in those tragic circumstances as very best we can.
I wonder whether your line on dredging in Somerset, which has been, I suppose, the focus of all the criticism, where it all started, I wonder whether your line on that has changed. Because what you've just said, what you've written in The Guardian implies that it was Treasury rules what stopped you dredging. Yet when you were on the programme a couple of weeks ago, I'll play you the clip, actually. I'll play you the clip, because it didn't sound like you were keen to dredge, but the Treasury were binding your hands. This is what you said at the time.
Dredging would probably make a small difference. It's not the comprehensive answer that some people have been claiming it is. It's why we began back in October, November last year to dredge some of the particular choke points on the River Tone and the River Parrot, because it can, I believe, make a contribution to solving some of these problems.
All right,
it's not a wholesale solution, and we need to look at a whole range of other things as well.
Right. Now, I'm not suggesting there's a sort of a complete contradiction with what you're saying now to what you were saying then,
no,
but it does sound now as though you've changed the story. Yeah, then it was... go on.
I wouldn't disagree with anything that I said there. Dredging the Tone and the Parrot will, and we've always said this, be able to make some contribution to getting the water away faster once the flooding happens in the Somerset levels. But it has to be only part of a much more comprehensive solution.
Right.
And that's what I've always said. And indeed, when I was talking with the local residents back last Friday down there, when the media scrum allowed me to have some conversations with local residents, they were absolutely in agreement with that we need to look at land management higher up the catchment, we need to look at the pumping stations, as well as looking at dredging.
But you're talking as though money is a big part of the issue, that the cost-benefit analysis rules provided that you couldn't actually spend an unlimited amount of money.
Money,
look, I'm looking
money
here,
absolutely is
well,
a big
I'm looking
part of
here,
the issue.
I'm looking here at a document. It's called Flood Risk, Parrot Catchment Flood Management Plan. It's an Environment Agency document from March 2008. It has a map of Somerset. It has areas, units, as it calls them, of different actions. Somerset levels and moors. This is what it describes. Take action to increase the frequency of flooding to deliver benefits locally or elsewhere. This was the strategic plan. It wasn't some accident. This wasn't about saving money on dredging. It was the plan to let this part of the world be flooded more often.
No, that certainly hasn't been the person. Well, certainly since I've been chairman of the Environment Agency, which was after that document, which I have to confess I've never seen and I've never taken any notice of. The important thing with the Somerset levels is trying to protect the way of life that's been there for hundreds of years, and the Somerset levels tends to flood in the winter. What we have to do
this was
is
taking action. Sorry, this was the plan. This appears to be Environment Agency policy. Unless you tell me it isn't, it appears to be a written
but
document.
Certainly, it certainly,
that
it certainly
take
is
action
not
to increase the frequency of flooding.
That certainly is not Environment Agency policy as of now. Hasn't been for the last 5.5 years while I've been chairman.
So isn't it rather odd that there wasn't dredging when the policy changed from whatever the policy was in this document to the one we have now? Was there an announced change of policy? I mean, you could make the defence that this is a sensible policy, that maybe you do have to sacrifice some parts of land in order to save others, but that's not a defence we've really heard from the Environment Agency, or not one we've heard set out very well. But we do have a document that says this appears to have been what people who've thought about it think ought to happen.
When you're talking about sacrificing some areas of land in order to protect others, that is the case in some places around the coast. We've been lambasted by the local MP for what he calls a bird sanctuary at the Stirt Peninsula, which is also on the Somerset coast. That is actually a flood defence scheme. It's where the original sea defences were eroding. We moved further back to create new, much more robust sea defences in order to protect quite a large part of Somerset from flooding from the sea. In the process, we happened to be able to create rather good intertidal habitat, which is quite good for birds in the middle. That's a very good example of where you can retreat a little bit in order to defend better.
Lord Smith, Thank you very much indeed. And I'll tweet the document and people can read it and make of it what they will. But Lord Smith, thank you very much.